Morning Watch, Itero, 2020, The Christian Life, Week 4. Being faithful in service in the Lord's commission and in his gifts for his second and imminent coming, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 25, 26 through 27 and 23. And his master answered and said to him, "Evil and slothful slave, you knew that I reap where I do not sow and gather where I do not winnow. Therefore, you should have deposited my money with the money changers, and when I came, I would have recovered what is mine with interest." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 16:27. "For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings." Romans 14:10. "But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God." 1 Corinthians 3:13-15. "The work of each will become manifest, for the day will declare it, because it is revealed by fire. And the fire itself will prove each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built upon the foundation remains, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is consumed, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." 1 Corinthians 4:5. "So then, do not judge anything before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then there will be praise to each from God." 2 Corinthians 5:10. "For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done through the body according to what he has practiced, whether good or bad." Suggested reading. If you have received one talent, you need to use it. Before you come to a meeting, you need to pray, "Lord, I believe that I have a talent. I don't want to bury my talent by getting involved with earthly things. Rather, I would like to use it to take care of others. Show some love to those whose heart has grown cold. Go to see them or invite them to come to your home. As you spend time with the Lord and open to Him regarding whom you should take care of, He will burden you. As you contact others and have fellowship with them, you will spontaneously use your talent. In this way, the one talent will become two, the two talents will become four, and the five talents will become 10. The talents, God's possessions, which have been committed to us, will be multiplied. If we are all faithful to practice this, the Lord's recovery will truly multiply. Depositing the silver with the bankers signifies using the Lord's gift to lead others to salvation and to minister his riches to them. Interest signifies the profitable result we gain for the Lord's work by using his gift. In a sense, we may say that the bankers are all the new ones, weak ones, young ones, and backsliding ones. We need to deposit the Lord's possession with these bankers. The bankers are not the leading brothers, but the weaker ones, those who have problems. Suppose a certain brother is dissenting and speaks negatively about the church. How good it would be for such a dissenting brother to be contacted, not by one of the elders, but by another brother in the church who loves him and cares for him. If a dissenting brother is contacted by a number of others, he will eventually come back to the church and praise the Lord for the church. If you use your talent in this way to take care of others, you will not only multiply the talent, but you yourself will be in the third heaven and will quickly grow and be transformed. You will be renewed in the spirit of the mind, and among us there will be a marvelous testimony of the body to the whole universe. The universe will see that we are not a religious gathering, but a living body. For this, we all need to use our talent, the Lord's possession. The result will be multiplication. The more we take care of the saints and the churches, the richer we become. Matthew 25:28 says, "Take away therefore the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Taking away the talent signifies that the Lord's gift will be taken away from slothful believers in the coming kingdom. The giving of the talent to the one with 10 talents signifies that the gift of faithful believers will be increased. To everyone who gains profit in the church age, more gift shall be given in the coming kingdom age. But from him who has not gained profit in the church age, even the gift he has shall be taken away from him in the kingdom age." Verse 30 says, "And cast out the useless slave into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." This word, the same as in 24:51, indicates that 25:14 through 30 is a completion to 24:45 through 51 concerning faithfulness for the Lord's work. In our service, we need to be faithful. Our faithfulness in service is related to the reward. If we are faithful, we shall be rewarded when the Lord comes back, which is to participate in the authority in the coming age.